Hare Krishna. The pursuit of God is never a 9-to-5 endeavor. Now people talk about, I have got a 9-to-5 job. From this time to this time, I'll do my job. And after that, the job is over. People they don't like if the boss calls them when they are at home. They say, this is my personal time. And yes, that kind of separation is good between our professional lives, personal lives, so that we don't become workaholics, so that we don't become obsessed with one aspect of our life. But such compartmentalization doesn't work when it comes to pursuing God. When we want to attain Krishna, Krishna is not just one category in our life. Krishna is the foundation of our life. He's the purpose of our life. So the pursuit of Krishna is not a 9-to-5 endeavor. It is a full-time endeavor. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in 9.14, describing the exalted devotees, he says, Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dudavrataha namashyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Satatam kirtayanto mam. Always glorify me. Krishna doesn't say, glorify me only in the morning or glorify me only once a week. No, always glorify me. Satatam kirtayanto mam. Yatantascha drudhavrataha. They endeavor with great determination. Namashyantascha mam bhaktya. They worship me. They bow down to me. Nitya yukta upasate. Again nitya. Satatam and nitya. Constantly they worship me. So now, it's interesting that Krishna is speaking this to Arjuna. And Arjuna, after hearing this, doesn't just give up his job and say, oh, Krishna, I have to always glorify you. Therefore, I'll just go renounce the world, go to a forest and I'll glorify you constantly. Chant your names, hear your glories. No. Arjuna, at the end of the Bhagavata, takes up his bow and is ready to fight in service of Krishna. So what does it mean? The pursuit of God is not just done through some external activities of devotion. Yes, there is. We need some time when we are directly connected with Krishna through the practices of bhakti, when we are worshipping the deities, when we are chanting the holy names and studying scriptures and associating with devotees. That is vital for the direct connection with Krishna is vital for our spiritual sustenance. But our connection with Krishna is not limited to only that. So, we in whatever activities we are doing, we have our devotional activities, we have family responsibilities, we have our professional aspirations. In all of these, we can be glorifying Krishna. We do our job well because it is Krishna who has given us that position. It is Krishna who has given us talents by which we can do some activities and do some contribution, do some job in that position. And it is Krishna who will be glorified if his devotees are competent, if his devotees are excellent, if his devotees are geniuses. So, swakarmanatam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manava. Krishna tells Arjuna that swakarmanatam abhyarcha, by your work worship him. Siddhim vindati manava. In this way you can attain perfection. So, when we are taking care of our family responsibility, we see that these are not just my family members, they are Krishna's family members. And let me take care of them in a way that they can move towards Krishna. That they can also grow towards Krishna as I move towards Krishna. So when we see that the opportunity to serve Krishna is there in all aspects of our life, then bhakti becomes not a part of our life. Bhakti becomes the integrating principle of our life. Yes, there are activities where we do directly devotional activities. There is a part of our life where we do directly devotional activities. But along with that, our whole life becomes underlaid, it becomes guided, it becomes animated by the spirit of devotion. And thus, even when we are doing a variety of activities, we can be doing all of them with the intention of glorifying Krishna, and thus we can actually be aspiring to come to the level of Satatam Kirtayanto Mam. When the search for Krishna consumes our consciousness, when he becomes the foremost presence in our heart, when he becomes the supermost purpose of our life, when we long for him more than we long for anything in this world, then when it is our time to leave the world, Krishna will not send us back to this world. Krishna will take us to his eternal abode. Thank you. Hare Krishna.